Welcome to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Have you been feeling as if you're simply drifting through life with no real purpose? If you felt that tug on your heart, knowing you have more to offer, but feeling weighed down by your past, know that you are not alone. I'm Cherie Haynes, and I understand the struggle because I too was going through the motions for way longer than I'd care to admit. However, after surrendering alcohol to God, a whole new world opened up for me, and I began waking up with a renewed sense of purpose and joy like never before. I know it's scary to think about, but what if letting go of alcohol could be the key to growing closer to God, getting into the best shape of your life, and finally becoming the person He created you to be? Join me weekly for uplifting Bible verses, words of encouragement, and tools to revitalize your body and mind. You, my friend, are here for a reason, and I can't wait for you to begin letting your amazing light shine. So let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Welcome back to the Broken to Beautiful podcast. Today, I want to share with you how to master the art of studying the Bible. But first, I'd like for us to go to our verse of the week. It's Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. And I think this is such a great reminder, especially as we're starting 2024. So often, we try to do life on our own, and we try to control everything that happens, right? And when we take this approach, we're often disappointed and let down. Well, that's because that isn't the way God intended for us to do life. If we go to His Word, it will guide us and light our path. And I thought this was a perfect verse for our topic today. Now, I do want to make it clear that I am sharing from a two-part message series from my pastor, Pastor Craig at Life Church. So I'll definitely be sharing my own thoughts as well, but a lot of today's episode is actually coming from his messages, which I will link for you in the show notes. As Pastor Craig began his message, he said, "What is the Word of God? The Word of God is a source that pierces. It's a light that shines. It's a mirror that reveals. The Word of God is a path to purity. It is a meal that spiritually nourishes you. It's a seed that reproduces. The Word of God is the truth that lives forever. There is no greater way to get to know God, His character, His nature, His goodness, and the life that He has for you than reading His living Word." He also said, "Reading the Bible will renew your mind, it will build your faith, and it is the truth that will set you free." Now, I don't know about you, but I want all of that. And did you know that there are people around the world that don't even have access to a Bible? And if they can get their hands on a single page, there might be 12 or 15 of them that gather in a room by candlelight to read and memorize and to internalize the Word. And yet, we have access to it at any time, and we don't always take advantage, right? So why do you think that is? Pastor Craig says, "Of those that are believers, the main reason most people don't want to read it is because they don't understand how to do it." So where do you start if you're going to study the Bible? Well, he gives us 5 tips to help us get more out of our time with God. So tip number 1, choose a translation you understand. Now, the Bible is actually a book written in 3 different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. And there are Bible scholars who translate and choose the best and most accurate words. There are over 3,000 translations on the YouVersion Bible alone, which is a free Bible app that Life Church created. So how do you choose a translation? Well, Pastor Craig recommends either the NIV, which is the New International Version, or the NLT, which is the New Living Translation, because both of these are more current language. They are still accurate, but more like people speak today, which definitely makes them easier to understand. He also mentioned the New King James Version, ESV, and also the NASB, which are more on the very accurate side without being as current in the language. Now, I personally grew up reading the NIV, but I now have grown to love the New Living Translation, and I will link for you two of my favorite Bibles. But last year, I purchased the Inspire Praise Bible, and I absolutely love this Bible. It is the New Living Translation, but there are lines on each side for you to take personal notes, and also several places throughout the Bible where you can actually color as you read. They use a lot of butterflies, which I love, as you might have noticed, because that is the image that I use on my podcast cover art. But when I purchased this Bible, I was finally able to read the Bible from cover to cover last year, which was something that I had wanted to do for years. Now, the Bible I'm reading this year is also the New Living Translation, but it's called Thrive Devotional Bible for Women, and I just started this one on January 1st. What I love about this Bible is that it's broken down for you day by day and has a devotional each day for you and the chapters for you to read that day to stay on track. I really like this because last year I had to do the math so I knew how many pages I needed to read in order to stay on track to finish the Bible in 1 year. And I'd like to share with you a prayer from day 2 out of this Bible because it's very relevant to our verse for the week. Beloved daughter, I am the light of the world, and I want to light your world so that you can see me in everything. You are a star that can bring my light to others. I alone can warm your soul. When your world feels cold and dark, you can count on me to be your comfort. You will never feel lost when I am the one lighting your path. I see all that's hidden, even the darkest spaces, so you never have to fear. I will always be there to light your way even when you stumble. I will pick you up with my loving arms. Rest assured, my daughter, you will always be able to find your way back to my light. Love, your Heavenly Father. How precious is that? I absolutely love reading the prayers every day and wanted to share a glimpse of what that looks like with you. If you're looking for a new Bible, I definitely encourage one of these Bibles and will link them for you in the show notes. I would love for us to read the Bible together this year. I wanted to take a quick minute to let you know I created a free morning meditation just for you. If you need some motivation to kickstart your morning and get into that flow state, priming you for a productive day, make sure to download it for yourself. I will have a link for you in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. Okay, tip number 2 from Pastor Craig is to choose a time, a place, and a plan to study the Bible. So the main thing is to have a consistent time and place. When possible, do this in the morning so you can start your day with God's Word. It will align your heart, renew your mind, and direct your steps for the day. Next, choose a place. So, do you have a favorite chair? Or maybe you enjoy sitting at the kitchen table? Or maybe the porch? I personally enjoy doing my devotions in bed with a cup of coffee and a bottle of water on my nightstand. Now, you could also listen to the Bible if that's easier for you to do, maybe on your commute to work. Or you could read a digital version on your phone or iPad if that works better for you than having a hard copy. And it doesn't have to be a specific amount of time every day. Some days you might have more time, so you might spend an hour. Other times you might only have 10 minutes. The only plan that is a bad plan is no plan at all. So Pastor Craig suggests 5 different approaches if you don't know where to start. So the first approach is start with a book of the Bible. So let's say you want to know the story of God. Then you'll read either Genesis or Exodus or both. Now let's say you want to read about Jesus and get to know Jesus from the Gospels. There are 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I personally recommend John as a foundational gospel. Now, let's say you're dealing with difficult people or you're trying to learn to manage your money or time or need something practical to help you live your everyday life. Proverbs or James will give you the practical advice on how to deal with everyday life. Let's say you wake up and you're hurting and you need some comfort or you want to cry out to God, then go to Psalms. And let's say you want to go deeper into theology or you want to know the basics of sin and repentance and forgiveness, then go to the book of Romans. Now, this book is not light, but it is life-changing. And I can speak from experience because I was reading Romans towards the end of last year, and I really felt convicted about my sin. Every day as I was reading it, I felt God making it more and more clear that He wanted me to surrender alcohol to Him. If we're open and receptive when we read in the Word, we will always learn something. We might not always like what we learn or hear, but if we get quiet, we will definitely hear from God during this time. So the second approach is you can start with a person. So for example, maybe Ruth, Elijah, Peter, or Esther. The third approach is to search a specific topic. So is there something specific you're going through that you'd like guidance on? Maybe you're dealing with anxiety. Maybe you need something to give you hope. Maybe you're going through a loss, or maybe you want to learn more about God's grace. You can always search these topics and then find all the relevant verses that go with that topic. The fourth approach is you can do either a daily devotional or a plan out of the YouVersion Bible app. And Pastor Craig made a point to mention that the YouVersion Bible app has over 53,000 plans to choose from. So you'll never run out of topics to choose from out of there. He also mentioned a few devotionals that you could get. There's one called Jesus Calling. There's another one called My Utmost for His Highest. And then he recommended his own book, which I actually have personally read. It was really good. It's called Daily Power by Craig Groeschel. So I'll link those three for you as well if you'd like to start on a more, you know, like a lighter note and not go straight to the Bible. And then the fifth approach is you can read through the entire Bible. So just pick what works for you. If you've never read anything out of the Bible, I might not encourage you to read the entire Bible from cover to cover, at least initially, because that could be overwhelming. It's also sometimes helpful to start in the New Testament because that is a little bit easier to understand than the Old Testament. And if you realize your plan isn't working, simply change it up and try a different method. You can come back to this episode anytime as a refresher. The key is when you wake up tomorrow, you already have a plan. Okay, number three from Pastor Craig's tips. Seek to understand the context. So not just read a verse, but understand the context. The Bible is a library, not just a single book. It's a collection of 66 different books. It's written in three languages across three continents over a 15-year period by 40 different authors. It's a collection of poems, prophecies, letters, laws, history, and biographies written by people and inspired by God, telling one unified story that shows us our need for Jesus and teaches us to become like Him. So he encourages us to ask three simple questions every time we read in the Word. Number one, who wrote it? Number two, to whom was it written? And number three, what is its purpose or main story? And you could also get a study Bible which shares the context of each book for you. Okay, the fourth tip, read slowly and ask questions of the text and to God as you read. So ask, what does this say about God and what is God saying to me? He also shared something called spec questions. So the S in spec is for sin. So is there a sin to be avoided? The P stands for promise. So you'll ask, is there a promise to be claimed? The E is for example. Is there an example to follow? C is for command. Is there a command to obey? And K is for know. Is there something to know about God? And tip number five is pray to God to speak to you and apply what He shows you. So there you have it, Pastor Craig's five tips to get more out of your time with God when you're reading in His Word. And again, I'll go through those tips one last time. Number one, choose your translation that you understand. Number two, choose a time, a place, and a plan to study the Bible. Number three, seek to understand the context, not just read a verse, but understand the context. Number four, read slowly and ask questions of the text and to God as you read. And number five, pray for God to speak to you and apply what He shows you. And again, let's go back to our verse of the week, which is Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. So I hope and pray you will keep this verse in mind, not only this week, but the entire year. So often, I think we don't constantly remind ourselves to go back to God's word and seek His guidance, and then we get distracted along the way. Our enemy is always on the prowl, trying to knock us off course, and is in our ear telling us to do whatever we want. But that isn't the life God intended for us. And I know firsthand how much more at peace I now am with God as my guide, and I want that for you as well. Now, before I let you go, let's go ahead and close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that as we continue to study your word, that you would show us more about you and that you would speak to us. We pray that you speak to us in a way that would conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus. Please constantly remind us that your word is a lamp to guide our feet and a light for our path. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing week. God bless. Hey friend, before you go, if today's episode resonated with you and you'd like to take a 30-day break from alcohol, I would love the opportunity to walk alongside you on that journey. Check out my new book, Broken to Beautiful. I'll have a link for you in the show notes.